Hi, and welcome to episode 24 of season 4 of Self Care for Educators. I'm your host, Tina Bogren. I'm so glad you're here. This week's invitation is to name our emotions. Many of you have been in workshops with me where we are centered around the book that I co-authored with Tim Kainold, Educator Wellness, and we talk about these four dimensions of wellness, our physical, mental, emotional, and social wellness. And when it comes to our emotional wellness, I always say, this is my least favorite dimension. And it's true. And here's why. Emotions are hard. I always laugh about, and it's true, I am a absolute type A personality. I'm a big ol' Enneagram 3, if any of you follow that, which basically just means personality-wise, I don't have time for emotions. I have work to do. And this is not one of my greatest traits. That is certainly not bragging. That is me recognizing that of those four dimensions, this is one that I really need to work on. And so I am, and I'm bringing it up this week. When we talk about the dimension of our emotional wellness, we identify these three essential routines. The first routine is awareness of how we are feeling in any given moment. The second routine is understanding why we're feeling that way. And then we talk about mindfulness as a way for us to kind of dissipate some of those more unpleasant, strong emotions. It's the difference between a reaction and a response. For this week, what I want us to do is just start with that very first routine, which is awareness. I want you to pause at various times throughout your day and just identify how you are feeling. Just flat out awareness. For some of you, this might be easy. For some of you like me, ugh, it's not easy. Whew, identifying our emotions at any given moment sounds so simple. And it is a simple idea, but again, it's not easy. So I've been working on this, and I'm going to offer it up for you to work on this as well. What I typically do is set an alarm. Many of you know that's kind of one of my strategies. Otherwise, I forget to do the things that I am working on for any given week. And when that alarm goes off, I just have to pause and identify what I'm feeling in that particular moment, which is proving to be a challenge. Brené Brown in Atlas of the Heart, her incredible book, and the corresponding series that she did, I believe on HBO Max, I'm pretty sure, talks about how most adults really can just identify three emotions, happy, mad, and sad. But there's a whole slew of deeper emotions that when we kind of scratch the surface underneath happy, mad, or sad, there's a whole lot of others. Like, think of, let's take happy, right? We could be actually excited. We could be relieved. We can be eagerly anticipating something. We can feel accomplished. Like, there's just so many emotions under those three. But what I've personally started doing is, okay, let's just start with those three. So when I pause and check in, an easy starting place for me is like, okay, right now, am I happy, mad, or sad? And once I do that, then I spend just a little bit of time trying to kind of scratch beneath the surface and see if I can get more specific. Now, the next step of this would be to kind of understand why we're feeling that way. But as a starting place, let's start with naming our emotions. There's this idea that we name it to tame it. And I have found that is exceptionally true, that sometimes just by identifying how I'm feeling, I can kind of tame that feeling, especially if that emotion would be more unpleasant than pleasant. As a reminder here, you know, emotions, how we're feeling isn't really, we don't have good or bad emotions. They just are what they are. Instead, let's think about our emotions as being pleasant or unpleasant. And how we respond to those, that gets into that mindfulness routine. But to start us off, let's just be aware. And then what you might start to do, like me, is start to notice maybe some different patterns coming up, that you feel a certain way in the morning when you're getting ready, that you feel maybe a different way in the afternoon. Maybe you feel different upon arriving at home, or you feel different when you have different emotions that come up when you're at book club or when you're with your family. Certain times of your workday might elicit different emotions. And when you start to name it, and then that can tame it, and then start to understand why you're feeling that way. In the morning, do you have more unpleasant emotions? And it's because perhaps you're not giving yourself enough time in the morning and you're feeling really rushed. Are you identifying that by the time the afternoon rolls around, you just feel mad? And when you scratch beneath the surface, it's actually, you're not mad, you're just exhausted, but it's coming out as kind of mad and anger towards perhaps the students in your fourth period class or that meeting that you have after school. But once we identify it, right, awareness, understand where it's coming from, then just some small, simple things like taking a deep breath or doing a little bit of journaling or talking through those emotions can really help to dissipate them. So that's what I want you to do this week. Let's dig into that emotional wellness dimension and start by just becoming aware of our emotions. And if you want to nudge the dial a little bit more, thinking about understanding where they're coming from and thinking about maybe just the simple act of taking a deep breath alongside those identification of the emotions and understanding, and see if at least naming it tames it. I'm cheering so hard for you. As always, thank you, Brooke. We so appreciate you continuing to help us get this podcast out. We're just so grateful for you. And thank you, Marzana Resources and Solution Tree, for this incredible work that I get to do. And to you, my badass self-care squad. You guys, I'm always cheering so stinking hard for you. I hope you have an amazing week.